You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump says he's directing federal agencies to begin reuniting children and parents separated at the US-Mexico border. It is the first step towards implementing the executive order he signed yesterday, which will move parents with children to the front of the line for immigration processing. But it will not end the 10-week-old policy he calls zero tolerance. The separation of immigrant children from their parents drew international condemnation after video and audio emerged of children in cages in detention facilities crying for their parents. President Trump says he has directed the Departments of Justice, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services to start the reunification process.
I signed a very good executive order yesterday, but that's only limited, no matter how you cut it. It leads to separation ultimately. I'm directing HHS, DHS, and DOJ to work together to keep illegal immigrant families together during the immigration process and to reunite these previously separated groups.
Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump has visited a border detention facility in Texas where some of the children are being held. She has met officials and employees at the Upbring New Hope Children's Center, where 55 children aged 12 to 17 are housed, six of whom had been separated from their parents upon crossing the border. The First Lady thanked those working there for their efforts.
Let me begin to recognize each of you and thanking you for all what you do, for your heroic work that you do every day and what you do for those children. We all know they're here without their families. And I want to thank you for your hard work, your compassion, and your kindness you're giving them in these difficult times.
But Ms. Trump has been criticized for wearing a jacket as she left the White House and boarded the plane that had the words, "I don't really care, do you," emblazoned over its back. Her spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, says there is no hidden subtext behind the wardrobe choice. But President Donald Trump says it refers to the fake news media, tweeting that his wife has learned how dishonest they are and she truly no longer cares. The president is continuing to blame the Democrats for the immigration stoush, saying they are purposefully blocking changes to migration policy.
They have no policies that are any good. They're not good politicians. They got nothing going. All they're good at is obstructing. And they generally stick together. I respect them for that. That's about it. Their policies stink. They're no good. They have no ideas. They have no nothing, the Democrats. All they can do is obstruct and stay together and vote against and make it impossible to take care of children and families and to take care of immigration. We should be able to make an immigration bill that can really solve the problem.
But Democrat and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the party would support a viable solution.
We have always all supported honoring our oath of office to protect and defend our Constitution and our country, and part of that responsibility is to secure our borders. We just don't think you should do it by putting children in cages.
Meanwhile, Republican leaders in the U.S. House of Representatives have delayed the vote for a second time on a compromise immigration bill. The bill would put young people brought into the country illegally as children on a pathway to citizenship, as well as ensure immigrant children are kept with their parents while deportation decisions are pending. The bill would also fund the construction of President Trump's long-sought-after wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.